Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 18 December 2021. I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Carl.
Hello.
And Joe.
Yo. What's up? What's good? What's going on? How's everybody doing today? How's it going?
How's everybody doing? Wait, they actually have a decent number of people in the...
Listening. Nice.
Yeah. I think this is the most we've ever had listen at once.
Wow, highly anticipate.
Matt's over here showing the podcast to his students.
I sure hope not.
All right. So I think we can start this off with this week in review. I'll do the competition and everything afterwards, but
okay.
Carl told me he's got a list of stuff to put out.
I should probably go last. I'm going to be talking for a while.
I'll go first. I think I only have like a few things that happened. The biggest is I got 87 Slayer,
nice.
Which is nice.
Nice.
And then I spent 2K Slayer points skipping tasks, and I didn't get a Kraken task. So.
Oof.
That's
so sad. Now I'm
killing gargoyles. But I made a shit ton of money along the way, and I got some pretty nice Lizardman Shaman tasks. So I'm at 2,130 Shaman KC. No Dragon Warhammer.
Dude, you're almost halfway to drop rate.
Yep. I think if I hit 5K. I think I'm just gonna change up my goal. I think that I'll start working towards.
Nah, you gotta at least hit.
Again.
You gotta hit drop rate. You get 6,500, right? Or is it 5K?
No, 5K. It's 5K.
Ah, okay.
No, trust me. I look at my dryness every day. I'm not.
Oh, trust
dry.
Me. I appreciate my spoon.
Okay. I got a few things. I got a second whip, and then I also got the Natus Knot face guard, which is now the most expensive item in my bank.
Nice.
Oh wait, you got jaw.
Yeah, I got it on my. I think it was like 820 Basilisk Knight kill, so pretty close
good.
To drop, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't really care when I got it. It was like sort of like, oh, okay. I mean, it's not like a monumental upgrade, especially because I'm still doing mostly Slayer. Yeah, it's good for raids, but I'm still mostly doing Slayer. So I think I've honestly worn it like once or twice for killing a boss, and that's about it. And I don't think it made a big difference. And I think that's it. I'm like trying to look if I accomplished anything else. I have 87 crafting banked.
Gamer.
I just need to fucking turn the fucking seaweed
glass.
And shit into molten glass. Yeah.
Seaweed. Yeah.
Dude, just do that right now.
Oh, man.
No, because that's so much. Well, at least for me, it's so much clicking.
Yeah, I don't miss doing seaweed. Once I hit 85, or I think it was maybe 86, I stopped and just did Amethyst.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, you can go.
Is it my turn now?
What did I do this week? I made my Fury.
Nice.
Let's go.
I had to, like, boost for that shit. I had what was it, like, 13 or 14? Like stews or whatever.
Stew boosts.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Look, if you're doing stew boost, go get you a Wily Cat. A Wily
yep.
Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
Kill the big ass rat.
The behemoth.
Yeah, because that shit, each kill was like maybe like 40 seconds. Like, it beats getting like a dose here, a dose there.
It beats getting only red spices over.
Oh, yeah. and then I was wanting to try some Seraphimus, so I'm killing her ass to get a leaf bladed battle at. That's all I'm doing. I hit 97 Hunter.
Oh, nice.
That's crazy, dude. You've been going ham on Hunter.
Yeah, and then as soon as I hit it, I was like, I'm not shit. I'm done.
Yeah. Dude, you're almost off. There. You gotta finish it.
I don't know. I guess I thought I would get lucky or something on the pet. I just haven't got it yet. So I was
trust me. I'm right there with you. I never got the pet.
I was looking at it. Will is at like 30 million Hunter XP.
Oof.
So I'm assuming that's all Herbie.
Or Chins, because there's a Chin pet. Chinchampa.
Oh, true, yeah.
Would you rather have Herbie or the Chin pet?
Well, as an iron, you should be doing Chins over Herbie, in my opinion. So probably the Chinchampa pet.
I don't know. I guess it helps, but I could always just hunt later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Chinchampas are better up to a point. I think getting to 99 Hunter, you would probably have more Chinchampas than most people would reasonably use, I think.
Maybe, yeah. That's probably right.
Maybe I should finish the last two levels.
Maybe.
And chin my way up to like 95 or...
Yeah.
That's what Soup did. He got 99 Hunter doing Chinchampas and then use most of the Chinchampas to get 99 range really quickly. Yeah. Plus Chinchampas are super AFK.
Yep. Well, if you're doing black chins though, you gotta watch out for PKers.
Nah, fuck it.
Well, they're not AFK, but I mean, you're all in the same, you just stay in the same spot. You get the copy really quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that it, Joe? Is that it for you?
Yeah, it's it for me. My turn. All you. Let's hear it.
Yeah, right. Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, you guys know I've been playing on two accounts for like the last year, so I've got progress made on two accounts. I'll start with my main. So I've been getting into hard mode Theater of Blood, and that one's been pretty tough, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm over 100 KC now there, which is pretty crazy to think about, because I started learning it like a month ago. And I've gotten one holy ornament kit, and I put it on my scythe, and it's pretty cool. And I've been working on the combat achievements, and I actually have two elite combat achievement tasks left, which once I complete the elites, it will unlock me the Jad Slayer Helm. So that's pretty exciting. And the only two tasks I have left are to get 250 KC on two of the God Wars bosses, which will take a long time because I've got Kriara left as one of the two, and that one's very slow. Yeah, I finished Krill yesterday, and I got four Zami spears along the way doing that. That's pretty nice. So at least I made a little bit of money from.
Yeah, I would say, bro, your bank's probably popping right now.
It is.
What's the drop rate on the spears?
Shoot, I can't remember. Maybe like
1 in 5, 12,
something like that. Yeah. Well, no.
Wait,
maybe,
are you serious?
No, it's 1 in 127 from Krill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty common. And then, yeah, so. After my elite tasks, I'm going to start working slowly on the master tasks. That I'll probably be working on that for like a couple months to a year. It's kind of random. There's a lot of speedrunning tasks, so it just depends on RNG, really. And then the last big thing that I had that happened on my main, which was like 2 or 3 days ago, I got the Lil Zik pet from Tob, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I thought for some reason I thought you had got the Inferno pet.
Oh, like, really?
Zik and Zuck, I guess. Like it just like.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, I'd
said
much
it?
Rather have that one.
You said it in the Discord, and I was like, "Wait, somebody got something with Zuck?" And I was like looking, and I was like, "I think he thinks Carl got the Zuck pet."
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, "Oh," and then I heard y'all talking about it, like with the metamorphosis and stuff. So I was like, "Oh." So I went back and deleted it, so.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get the Sanguine Dust from hard mode so I can use it on my pet. So I can have the little bloat following me around. The little disease baby, as Joe called it.
Yeah.
What did you call it?
It was like a dead baby or something.
A dead baby following you, yeah. Nice. Yeah, so that's pretty much up to date on my main and then my iron. I got 86 fletching, which is huge because I can plus 4 boost from there to make amethyst darts. So I have actually fletched 16,000 amethyst darts. Yeah. So I'm set in that department. So now all my goals left now before Inferno are to get the blowpipe from Zora and to get 94 magic so I can use Ice Barrage. And I'm 2 levels away from that. So I'm very close to starting to send Inferno attempts.
I can't be fucked to get 92 mining. Oh my god, I hate mining so much. I'm like that fucking Keanu Reeves meme where like he's screaming in the motherlode mine.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
That's me every time.
It's not a fun time. Honestly, the only reason I did it for so long was because it's easy for me to just AFK it while playing the main. So if I was like only focused on mining, I would hate it and probably quit.
I don't know. I'm probably gonna start. That'll probably be like my next level. Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely worth it. Amethyst is very, very good.
Well, I need to mine because I want to get my smithing up so I can bridge elite.
Well, technically, Joe, the best way to train smithing...
Zulcano, yeah.
Well, Zulcano's good too, but you can buy gold ore, and then the other method is to just do, like, Slayer or PVM. You'll get smithing
I want mining XP too, so that's
that's fair. Yeah. Well, yeah, with that argument, then yeah, you should train mining.
I still need the prospector outfit. It's the last thing that I need. I've got all the hard diaries done except for that one.
Nice.
And,
how close are you? Probably like 20 hours.
No. Oh, what to the prospector outfit?
Prospector. Yeah.
Not close at all. Like, I think I have like 5 gold nuggets.
Oh no.
Cause I was an idiot, and when I was doing Motherlode Mine leading up to where I'm at now, I bought the bigger bag, which is like 200 points, and that was pretty fucking dumb of me.
Yeah, that's so, like the last thing you buy from there, if I'm being honest.
I don't know what I was thinking then. That was like 6 months ago, but whatever. And then I bought the upper level and I bought the coal bag, but I don't regret buying the coal bag, and I would have bought the upper level first.
Yeah, too. Upper level is definitely worth it. For sure. But,
am I the only one that uses Motherlode Mine? Because I think, Carl, you don't really use Motherlode Mine.
Well, not anymore, because I'm mining amethyst, but, well... I don't even do that anymore on the iron. I got 16k amethyst stars and then I stopped mining.
But you said that you don't use it, Joe?
No, I do. That's usually where I'm at.
What do you do for like maintaining your running? Because that seems to be like the most annoying part to me, because I hate having to like take an energy potion out or something.
Wait, what? Damn, you run out of run energy?
Well, if you have the upper level, you're not running as far.
No. I'm talking about I misspoke. The blast furnace.
Oh, blast furnace.
Oh, yeah, you just have to, you get like a one sip, so you take the staminas and turn them into one sip. That way you just drink it, break, so you open up an inventory space.
That would probably make things easier, but that means I probably should start making staminas. I don't have any.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do though. Or you just walk.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do. I just walk. I'll just say, fuck it, whatever.
Dude, just get stamina. I don't understand the, like, can I use the furnace for free? I don't understand what the, like, where you go and you talk to the guy and he's like, oh, you can use it for free now. But then I think I still have to pay him. Huh. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he's
I've
like,
never
oh,
actually
you're a master
used
of smithing.
The blast furnace, so I don't know. Joe might know.
I'm not sure. I think there was like a fee for using it if you were below a certain level or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what the bonds
are. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Below level 60. Okay.
Yeah, but you still gotta pay. You're not paying him. You're paying the people, the dwarves that are running the whole machine, and they're over there like pedaling and pumping.
Okay, I didn't realize it. Like, okay, yeah. You have to pay an extra fee. That's why I never knew what it was, because I don't think I used it below 60. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. All right. Okay, I think we can move into the competition.
Yep.
Which is, I'm going to, because I forgot to say it last week, and it's now been like 2 months ago that Bond gave us this, but Bond the Gimp / Danish Deity gave us 13 bonds. So I've been like slowly using them on each competition. So I'm going to be mentioning his name like every competition for the next 13 episodes because we're going to use one bond for every competition. So
and actually, someone gave me a bond as well for something. I need to scroll up in the chat and see if I can remember who it was.
Bond says his ego approves. Nice. That was because he messaged me and was sort of like, hey, can you message me? And I was like, oh my god, I'm such an asshole. Like, this guy goes and gives me, you know, bonds to do the competition and I don't say shit about it. And he gave 13. It wasn't like, you know, he just gave one or something.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do the Slayer 3 competition.
Hey.
And I think I'm gonna participate in it, so because I need to get Kraken tasks. So this one, I was thinking of running it next weekend, but then I sort of realized it falls like Christmas falls in that time, and I didn't want people to not be able to participate in a competition because you know they want to spend time with their family. So
yeah.
I'm having it go from 27 December to 3 January. So New Year's also falls in that, but that's only like an hour, right? So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you're not playing RuneScape alone on New Year's, like, there's something wrong, you know?
Yeah, RuneScape is a lifestyle choice, bro. You need to be playing all day, every day.
Who needs a family? I got RuneScape.
Oh, so I was actually watching Alfie the other day, and so basically someone asked him what he was going to do for the holidays, you know, because playing 18 hours a day since Group Iron Man came out, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'll probably just, like, you know, play mobile while we're eating dinner or something, because they were going to, like, her family's house and stuff, so he was, like, trying to figure out ways that he could play the game while at her family's house.
That is so unhealthy.
Do you know what? So honestly, crazy. I try to set up AFK stuff if I'm like, you know, like when I was spending Thanksgiving with my family. Oh. I think I was fishing for Zulra scales while like we were having dinner. I have my phone in my pocket. And I would just leave it on and then, like, slowly, like, drag it out and, like, click on a new spot.
I mean, he's going to be doing, like, efficient-ass shit, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, no, he's not going to be like me, you know, getting 200 Zora scales.
Bring the charger to the table. Probably got, like, a stylus and shit.
Imagine being, like, you know, her parents.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's kind of the point I'm trying to get across.
This guy's got a problem, honey. You should leave him. This is the sign.
Yeah. I mean, it really is a sign, though. You can't put the game down for anything.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But for last week's competition, I already gave White Cricket his bond, but he won. I don't want to say, like, super hard, because Kent Lab was keeping up with him for a while, but White Cricket really fucking tried hard, and he only gained 2 levels out of the 2.7 million mining XP he got in a week.
Damn, bro. A week? That's crazy. That's like... I mean, that's like half of all the XP I have, right?
that's actually half the XP than I need to get to 92 mining. So if I did what he did twice, like for 2 weeks straight, I would already have my 92 mining goal done.
Did they say what they did, like how they trained it?
I didn't ask him. Is he, like, online? Let me see. No, he's not online. But, I don't know, maybe somebody else knows. I'm sure Kev's in fifth place. I'm sure he did, like, one tick, something.
One tick, two tick, suck somebody's dick.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Could you get 2.7 million if you did motherload mine? I don't think you could.
Not in a week. There's no way.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing 24 hours a day.
This is why people say it's too competitive. Like, it's not even worth me going for this VOD. 2.7 mil in a week. And then Kent Lab got 1.8 million. Blazefire 420 got 1.1 million. GTI Rob got 1 million. And then Kev got 800K. Who did the best of the three of us? I bet you it was Joe.
I didn't even think I mined once.
Oh, no, Carl. Carl's sixth place. I didn't even see that.
Nice. Let's go.
Joe with zero. And then Nick with zero. So
That means I beat you guys on both my accounts.
I will be a little bit on both. I'll be participating in the Slayer one this time for sure.
Let's go.
The Slayer one's usually the biggest one. You know what I'll do? I'm not going to use bonds for these, but bonds for these, but I'll throw in an extra one for first place and second place. So the Slayer 3 competition will be two bonds for first, one bond for second place, because I think this one usually tends to get the most people doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't want like a bunch of people to drop out because, you know, there's a guy with like 5 million Slayer XP because he has 20,000 cannonballs.
Hey, that's me. Don't talk about me, Nick.
I actually had on my Iron Man 10,000 cannonballs that I used.
Really?
On my way to 87 Slayer. Because some of the tasks, it's just so good, like blood builds.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I can delete that slide. Let's move on to polls, news, and updates. There's a lot of shit.
Yeah. Got a lot of catching up to do.
So, have you guys done the Christmas event yet?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I did. Wait,
you did?
No. Why did you say it like that, Joe?
Because I hate Christmas.
are you the Grinch?
He's the Grinch.
No, I did it.
I haven't done it either.
It's pretty good.
Every time I'm about to go do it, I'm like, you know, but I could do this instead. And then I do the other thing instead.
I can spoil, like, some of the rewards.
No,
some of them.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, spoil it.
No.
So one of the rewards you get is snowman ring. Oh my god. Yeah, you can turn into a snowman, and there's three variants that you can turn into. It's pretty cool.
I saw people doing it. Yeah. I also saw this picture of somebody on the 2007 scape where like they were Santa hovering over somebody's head and they were like, get ready for Christmas or like they were about to sit on the dude's face. If it was pronounced the proper way, it sounds slightly better, also easier on the tongue. Is it not Bon? Is it Ban?
Ban?
Sorry. Yeah, it's Ban. Oh, Ban de Gimp. Sorry.
Wow, Nick, how dare you assume how his name is pronounced?
Exposed.
Canceled.
Bond sounds like a black market gold selling place.
Bonds.
But yeah, that's the Christmas event. Have you guys used the 2000, not the, the 117 scape HD plugin?
No.
Only like once,
because he made it so it's all Christmas themed.
Well, there's
so
there's a feature you can turn on for that too. You don't have like to have all.
Okay.
Christmas. Yeah.
I want everything to look like Christmas.
Well, there you go. So it works out.
Oh, don't forget you can change your login screen art, and I changed mine to the Christmas.
Ooh, I need to do that too. I'm surprised that they don't do that automatically.
True.
I have mine sent to the Inferno release opening screen.
Nice. I like that one.
Yeah, that one and the Song of the Elves one I think are my favorite.
I had like the Halloween Reaper for
Oh god. I got a marble gargoyle again.
Oh, focus up.
And then I'm trying to pull up the slide and simultaneously not die.
Yeah, dying's bad.
Working hard over there, bro. What the fuck? Nick went completely silent. Please focus.
He's got to focus up. Those marble gargoyles don't mess around.
I can just cut this out. All right, so the next one's the Gillinor Gazette, and they're doing a new goblin quest, which I thought I was listening to the developers talk about it, and I swear I heard one of them say that, like, oh, talk about mind goblins.
Did they really say that?
I swear to God, they better come out with mind goblins.
How funny would that be, though?
That would be,
hilarious.
That would they? I don't know, bro. That would redeem them of like at least half of their sins.
Half of their sins.
What are their sins?
You know, just like the stupid shit they do. Like, you know, all the bad updates they come out with, or just some shit they do. You know, like if you put mind goblins into the game and just create that whole joke, like that. Kind of redeem yourself, Ted.
All right. they definitely should.
Yeah.
God. League 3, we forgot all about that.
Yeah, fuck leagues. Honestly, I don't care about leagues at all.
I hope they delay. I mean, they're gonna delay it again because Group Ironmen need to get 200 mil all. So.
Yeah, Alfie won't have guys, the maxed on it by then.
Summer 2025 is when League 3 is coming out.
But I'm a little excited for the Goblin Quest. I actually, when I was doing the Cave Goblin quest line on my Iron Man, I was sort of thinking, like, man, I'm surprised that they haven't come out with, like, a new part for this quest line.
Yeah, but goblins are, like, dumb and small. You know what I mean? level 5, you know. Why are you making a quest like for such low level thing? You know, there better be like a goblin boss.
Yeah, it's the mind goblin. And he has a pet, is called the mind dragon.
Mind dragon.
Are there any more? What are the other ones? I was thinking about that when I was like, the next April Fool's event should just be like a ton of those monsters added into the game for that.
Some
day.
Guy made a Reddit post about a bunch of them. I can't remember them all, but they're pretty good. I think we talked about it in one of our episodes, actually.
Yeah, there's the mind goblins. They're coming into the game. Yeah. Confirmed.
That'd be hilarious.
And then the next is their roadmap for 2022. The only thing that I think is really cool that's on this is the skilling boss, which I'm pretty sure is, or the skilling update.
What's that?
I think that's the, because they showed a picture of it in the Gillinor Gazette. I think that's the rune crafting boss.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Runespan? I'm just kidding.
It's like you're supposed to be defending. So the people that are in the mage training arena to get their runes decided to like open a portal into the abyss, and then a bunch of abyssal creatures are going through, so you have to like defend them from the abyssal creatures.
That's pretty cool.
What's
so it's like a tower defense.
I'm hoping it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to do you don't have to do blood runes or a rainy altar.
But so is it gonna be like decent rune crafting XP, or is it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I imagine that it would be similar to Wintertod and Temporos, where like your the bigger part of it is the XP that you're getting, not so much the rewards. I guess it depends on your outlook on things, but you get really good XP from both of those. So I can't imagine that after two bosses like that, this one's like 1k XP per hour and you get really good rewards.
I can see it being like 25k.
Yeah, I think that's, it'll probably be like 20 to like maybe 40k at the highest is probably what they're going to do. It would be awesome if they made it the same as
Are you Jagex?
No, but I think that those are like amounts to where people, like, it's good enough that people would do it, but it's not so high that people would get butt hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, people always find a way to get butt hurt.
They're
going
to be butt hurt.
That's true. Like,
there's a new rune crafting outfit, and it offends.
Speaking of things that people get butthurt about, I got something controversial to bring up later on.
Oh.
That the J-Mods have talked about, and they said they're going to pull it, and I don't think it belongs in the game, but I'll get your guys' opinions on it.
All right.
Just let me know when you want me to talk about it, Nick.
Well, actually, right after this would probably be good, but okay. The other thing that I don't see here, but is probably going to be a thing, is the Android update to where you have like the full client features.
Ooh.
And I did the beta, which is over now, and that shit was hella buggy, but really it was good. It was super buggy though. My game crashed a lot. And I think like the first 2 days it bricked the app on my phone to where like I couldn't even play RuneScape on my phone anymore.
Oh no.
So that was fun. But
what a good beta.
They were doing a really good job of like updating it each week. So I posted a few pictures of like the bug issues that I was having, but I think there were like 200 people in that beta, and it was probably a good thing, because I think if they'd released it, you would have just seen a bunch of butthurt posts on Reddit. And it's like, well, I mean, this is kind of the point of a beta, you know, like to find the bugs and stuff.
True.
Wow, dude. You can't even play in this beta. This is the dumbest thing. It just keeps crashing. Man, I had planned my whole day around this. I was going to play RuneScape on the toilet the entire day.
Not shitting you, there was a few people in there, and there was one guy. There was one guy who was just fuming. He was like, really? This thing's so fucking terrible. And he's like fuming. And I'm telling you, there's like 10 J-Mods in this chat that are like replying to each person. So there's no way that they're not seeing this. Yeah. And I like replied to him and I said something like, dude, take a breather. Go outside. You know, just calm down.
He probably didn't like that, Nick. You shouldn't say that to him.
Well, funny enough, after I posted that message, a couple of the, not the like actual Jagex mods, but like the Discord mods, kicked him. You know, they like posted some messages and they're like, we're gonna kick everybody that starts to become like super unhelpful.
Yeah.
Cause he's not even like, everybody's posting like videos. Yeah, everybody's posting videos of the bugs that they're having, and they're like, this is what's happening, this is what led up to it, and this guy's like, he's fucking broken, this thing sucks.
Dude, that guy helped out so much.
Wow, dead on arrival. Thanks, Jagex.
I think the biggest thing, or the thing that I'm the most excited for, is item, like being able to see ground items on my phone. That shit'll be huge.
Oh, true. Oh, that's game changing.
All right, I think that's it for the roadmap, unless you guys saw anything interesting on there.
Tombs of a Mascot is gonna be cool.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be really cool. I like how they have it set up to where you can essentially set the difficulty. You can make it like extremely hard or not so hard, and then your rewards are based on that.
Yeah, I think they need to change the rewards a little bit, but I'm excited for the content that it beholds.
Yeah, I don't think they've released the reworked content yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is the proposed death changes. This is mostly for Ultimate Iron Man, but it now, so you know how if you're an Ultimate Iron Man, you die, your ship falls to the ground, and then you can go and pick it up, and you have an hour, but it's like an hour no matter what. Now, you can go, and it's only on that one world, and then after an hour in like real world time, it's gone. Now, after an hour, it's an hour of like your in-game time.
Oh.
If that makes sense. And you can pick it up in any world.
Ooh.
No.
Wow, easy skate.
Well, game is too easy. SMH my head.
And then I think there was some other small stuff. Oh, yeah, dropped untradeables do the same thing, any world, and the despawn pauses when you log out.
You know what else happened? I watched this really, really small YouTuber, maybe only got like 1,000 subscribers or something. He's a group Iron Man. Said that they got a hidden update, essentially, where they could go exchange their looting bag stuff in the Pharaoh Enclave.
Yeah, you can like add things.
No, they pulled that.
They pulled that? I thought he said it was like something that nobody really knew about.
No, they pulled it because I remember we talked about it on here, and they pulled the should Ultimate Iron Man, and I never saw the results of the poll, but I'm now assuming that it passed.
Yeah, it passed.
Which is good because it was really fucking dumb that if you're gonna have the mechanic to where they can put all this shit in their looting bag. It was really fucking dumb that people are just like hopping worlds hoping to find high level Ultimate Iron Man and then fucking wrecking them and lose all their shit. You know, getting like 1 bill kills.
Yeah.
And potentially ruining some people's lives. Because if I had a billion GP worth of shit on an Ultimate Iron Man and some guy killed me because he has a bot world hopping waiting to see me put shit in my looting bag, I'd be pissed.
I'd uninstall.
Some sweaty dude.
I'd go back to playing League of Legends.
Sitting there with his Dorito fingers, just wait.
Then the next thing is changes to Group Iron Man. I don't know how much you guys care about this. You guys still playing on your Group Iron Man?
Team Cream hasn't logged in a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Some of the aspects of Group Iron Man seem fun to me, but I don't want to restart. That's all that it is for me. I don't want to restart again. And I'm still pissed about leagues.
True.
All right.
But the next is essentially the first poll question for Group Iron Man. Is that they want to increase the group storage to 200 slots. And you get this by like completing certain tasks, like hitting group levels or whatever. I think that's probably fine.
No. Yeah.
No.
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 Nope.
Nope.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that anything that has to do with Group Iron Man sucks, you know, and
actually that's true. The controversial thing I was going to bring up was it was related to Group Iron Man, if you guys want me to talk about it.
You can talk about it now.
So I don't know how likely this is to come into the game, but they're talking about making it so Group Iron Man can trade each other their untradeables.
That's what's being pulled in this.
Okay, that needs to be not passed, in my opinion. You guys have your opinion? What do you guys think?
I think I agree. I think that's really dumb, because at first I was sort of like, some of them...
Fundamentally changes the game.
I don't really care, but some of the ones that they were like, oh, you know, we're thinking about doing this, made me go like, that's like being able to trade looting bags and being able to trade all this stuff that fighter torsos and shit. I'm like, nah, that's like, you're playing a whole different game now.
Yep. And you know what's really ironic about that? If they pass that, Group Iron Man will have less restrictions than a normal account.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous. Seems weird to me. Being able to trade tradables is more than enough. I agree with Ban there.
It's still just like your account, though. Like, that's the thing. You have your own leaderboard rank, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. A normal Iron Man and group Iron Man show up on the same leaderboards, and now, but now your group Iron Man have untradeables given to them.
Yeah.
So, like, you're still, even though it doesn't seem like it could be that big of an advantage, I mean, it could be, you know?
It's a huge advantage.
Especially with some of the ones that they were proposing. Like I said, the fighter torso, and then we'll see it. It's the fifth question, but yeah, that shit's bullshit and it's dumb.
Yep, I agree.
At that point, like, why not just make it increased XP rates for group Iron Man? Like, know, it's
yeah,
just give them one. It's like, the same thing. It should just make them share like a stat pool, you know? So that way, when one levels up fishing, they all get a fishing level.
Just give them double XP weekends.
Fuck it, weekends. Why not just double it? You know,
double
what I mean?
XP forever.
here's something that maybe people disagree with me on. I think that's bullshit that they make a world for creators with increased XP rate.
Yeah, I agree.
That's bullshit.
Well, it's only limited time, too.
Where's ours? You know, we're creators. We're out here doing God's work.
I'm creative.
My mom says I'm creative.
But, like, the point of it is to give people this idea. Is to, like, people that are looking at RuneScape, and they're like, oh, look how fast they're progressing. You can actually progress fast in RuneScape. And then they go there, and they're like, oh, wow. No, this is a lot slower.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it like that. I just thought it was so they could see more of the game and less time.
Well, yeah, that's the point of it. But, like, I think it's misleading if you do that. Mm. Like, it's good for these guys that want to, you know, make videos and shit. You know, they can make better videos quicker. But I think it's misleading to the people that they're trying to advertise to.
Yeah.
The problem with this game is that it is almost impossible to market for new people. That's also
yeah,
very true.
I agree.
We want to. Hey, look, we love this game, guys. We want to see it thrive. You know what I'm saying?
The majority of players that play this game were all people that played this game back in the day. Let's be honest.
So you know, you may not agree with marketing tactics, but if it gets more people to play and make the game better,
true.
Yeah. No, overall, it's probably not a bad thing. I just think it's dumb. Like, I think that it's misleading to these people.
Oh, yeah.
And
but, I mean,
I also think it's unfair.
Is it really as misleading as, like, some of the Facebook ads that are on there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I can't figure this out. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, no. Yeah, if we're comparing it to that bullshit, that shit's, like, super fucking scummy.
At least they're seeing the game, like, what you can get to maybe eventually, like, in a normal game.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I guess it is. It's misleading, but I mean, it's not terrible, I don't think.
No, this is not like Jagex has done some crazy crime or, like, you know, gone to the path of, like, most mobile games. I just think it's
Raid Shadow Legends.
but yeah, that I just thought about bringing that up because I thought that was. I thought it was a little bit bullshit. I think that I would maybe care less about it if it were open, but I think it would still be misleading at that point.
Yeah.
Anyway. The next is emergency teleport shards. I think... Yeah. Are they just wanting to put, like, the most controversial shit all into one ball?
Bro, god damn. Hey, look, I'm gonna vote on this shit. I don't care if I gotta sign into my old vote.
Like, I don't get it. They make a game mode that's more dangerous, and then they add, like, new safety measures. Like, it's just counterproductive.
They're nerfing it.
Yeah.
To those, like, of you who have conquered these dangers without the safety net, we salute you. No one will ever be able to take that accomplishment away from you.
What?
No,
yikes. Yikes.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I have to vote on this one.
We gotta vote.
Yeah, this is dumb.
oh my god, bro, who tried to push this through? I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Holy fuck.
So,
guys, if Exact can do the Inferno day one or day three or whatever on his hardcore group Ironman, you can too. Alright. You don't need a teleport. Just don't die. It's that easy.
So I guess I'm confused. So if you're in Cox, you can TP out, can't you? Or can you not?
Well, what you do in Cox is you just leave the friends chat you're in, and it kicks you out of the raid.
Okay, you have so to then be they
in a friends chat.
So then they don't need to do this
for at least for chambers.
But like I'm
well, there
guessing...
is a bit of a delay though when you like leave the CC or like the friends chat to like.
That's what I mean. Is like there's a way to leave all of these things already, right? Like You can TP out of the fight caves, right?
No. You have to run all the way, I think it's south. There's an exit.
I thought you could run or TP out.
I don't think you can.
I think it pops up with like a message, but I think you can TP out. Can you not?
All right, someone go test this for science and let us know. Cuz I know in the Inferno you can't. It just like says something. There's a way out in the Inferno. It's just all the way south. There's like a little like weird tornado thing you just use.
The only reason why I think that you can TP out is because I recently got a JAD task and I didn't feel like doing it. So I went there and then I feel like I went there with my Karamja gloves and then immediately like TP'd out.
Oh, are you sure you didn't go in and then go back out and then TP?
No, I did TP out because I remember I went and I double checked in the chat messages because it was so seamless. Like I immediately left it. And then I was like, did it even count me as like having done it? And then I went and I read and it was like, oh, you need to get a new Slayer task.
All right. Maybe you can TP out of fight caves, but I know for a fact you can't TP out of the Inferno.
Well, all this is dumb. There's a way to leave the Inferno. I think this is just like a stupid safety net.
If you're fighting Zuck and you need to leave, I guess you gotta just get lucky, run all the way south and tank two Zuck hits.
Oh yeah, just start
or
freaking
don't
out.
Fight it. Don't fight it unprepared. Or yeah. You know, take
I
the
mean,
L.
You
when
can
you
be
die.
Prepared and still die.
Practice well, no, that's not main. What I'm saying. Yeah. But what I mean is like there. Other people have already had to like deal with these situations.
Well, exactly.
Like,
that's why I don't think they should change it. Like,
yeah,
there's no need. The game mode is supposed to be harder for a reason.
I don't see this passing, but I'm also gonna vote in it. I can't imagine that this passes.
Honestly, I'd rather the tradable untradables not pass over this more. If I had to pick one to
yeah,
not pass.
No, if that's also definitely not passing.
Yeah.
Player-owned house additions. Should it be possible to teleport to another player's house while the owner is not home, as described in the blog? The owner of the house would have to be online and in the same world as you. I think that would be good.
I guess for group Ironman, that's fine.
So that just means that one person has to train construction, and then everybody has a house.
Wait, so would that update apply to everyone, not just group Ironman?
Yeah, it would apply to everyone.
That's kind of broken, actually.
I think that's good because I think it gets rid of right now for people that use other people's houses. I think it kind of it like opens up more competition to where like these people that are opening up their houses aren't, you know, getting a shit ton of donations and standing in their house doing nothing. Now
they
can like
they
go
just
and
have
do
to
other
AFK
shit
in their house. True. Yeah. True. Okay.
I think this doesn't really change much. It's probably a good thing. I think it super buffs group Iron Men, but I don't really care about that. Anybody else got any other thoughts on this?
Stupid. Dumb update. I don't know why they're wasting their time with all that. Just get your construction up, build your own house.
Honestly, my question is, why are they adding stuff like this when they still haven't added in the pet man? That's what I want to know.
Or the 1 in 1 billion drop.
Oh yeah, of maxing your account instantly. These are the real updates we need, Jagex. What are you doing?
What are they gonna add the anvil pet for Smith?
The anvil
pet. It's just like, yeah, just drag it. It's like on a rope. Drag it by.
Oh my god.
It's leaving like a fucking dirt line because it's like deep dirt and shit.
No, it's better. It doesn't move at all. It's like the pet rock. So you have to, you can set it down, but you'll lose it. Like if you go somewhere else, you have to pick it up. You can set it down behind you, but you have to pick it up.
Yeah, you can hold it. You can hold it.
Oh, man.
And you have to insure it.
You have to, yeah.
You have to. If you don't, it's, yeah.
You can actually put it down.
It resets all your stats if you don't insure it.
When you put it down, use it as an actual.
Oh.
Ooh, and then you can.
That's pretty controversial.
You can spend 1 billion GP and make it gold plated.
New gold sink. The golden anvil. Oh, no.
Teleport to group members' house is the next poll question. Should it be possible for group iron players to redirect their house teleport to a group member's house as described in the blog? Sure,
whatever. I suppose
it doesn't seem like a big change.
Doesn't seem too OP, I guess.
Do you know that's why they did this? They added in these really dumb questions to these, and then they put in these questions, these like ones that if they were in a normal poll would probably seem controversial, but if you add in a bunch of really crazy stuff around it, it makes it so
it's
people...
all about which one's worse.
Yeah, you're like, okay,
on the worst ones.
In perspective, this isn't that bad.
I got the leaf bladed battle axe after 281 KC.
Nice.
Good job. So now you're gonna go kill the spider.
I'll probably do that not when we're doing the podcast, but yeah,
okay. Dude, I don't know what your excuse is. I'm killing Kree right now.
All right, here we are at trading untradeables. So here's the items that they're proposing that you can trade. Charge crystal armor, crystal tools, infernal tools, corrupted bow, corrupted blade of Saldor, charge crystal shield, charge crystal bow, all barrows armor, charged scythe, charged dragon, fire shield, blood fury, tentacle whip, and imbued rings.
No.
Those are probably not a big deal, the ones that they're currently proposing, because all of those things you can pretty much uncharge and then trade to the person anyway. So probably not a big deal. The next thing is where it is a big deal.
Wait, what's the next thing?
Is where they're talking about that you could potentially be traded between group members. Scrolls of Redirection, Xerox Talisman, Slayer Rings, Dig Site Pendant, Dayald Essence, Dark Essence, Karam Wanji, Ancient Shards, Moss Giant Keys, Peaches, Rune Pouch.
Peaches? No.
What?
No.
Honestly, why did they add in Peaches to this question? I mean, Peaches are like the least worrying thing on there.
No, dude. It devalues my God Wars Dungeon Iron.
Fuck no, you can't trade a rune pouch.
Rune pouch? No. Ah, Jagex, you've really outdone yourself this time.
And then they actually, I didn't put it in there, but at the bottom of their questions, or at least I thought that I had, they talked about fighter torsos and shit like that too. Making those tradable, which it's like, if you make all the untradables tradable, then it's not, they're not untradables anymore.
Exactly.
they're not just tradables.
Yeah.
Stupid
update, dude.
Yeah, but well, now that I see the stuff that they're proposing, at least for this one, and it says as described in the blog, I think I'm just going to skip the vote. I don't really care. This stuff's like not a big deal to me. The stuff that they're proposing. Unless you guys.
Wow, dude.
I'm actually surprised they didn't add a fire kit to this list.
If you let them have a little, next thing they're going to be proposing that you can just share accounts just all together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like a new button up by group storage that just says log into so and so's account.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna let you use the other guy's runecrafting level.
Oh,
you know, where you could use the other guys. So your runecrafting is level 1, but you can use your buddy's runecrafting 99 runecrafting level to use.
Yeah, you can only do that though if you have these things called rune coins, and you got to buy those with money.
You gotta use the squeal of fortune.
Yeah, it's 20 rune coins a minute. Okay, one rune coin is $1.
Do you remember when they first added squeal? You couldn't like buy anything; it was just there, and you would just do it daily.
Yep.
And I remember when it came, and it was just like another daily. I was like, "This is pretty cool. Like, this is pretty fun being able to get cool shit." And then it was like 2 weeks later, you could buy spins, and I was like, "Ah, that's why they did that." All right. Next is the Grand Exchange Tax.
Good update.
Hey, that's a good update.
It increased my bank value a lot. So
I liked it. The interesting thing that I was thinking about, this is like a, you know, Nick sitting on the toilet thought. I was thinking it would be cool if they like tracked, like let's say one day they're like, 10 Tebows entered the game today. And then the next day they use the money to get rid of 10 Tebows. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While on toilet. but yeah, you essentially just try to match the amount coming into the game. Mm-hmm. So the prices don't.
They should raise taxes on during holidays.
Oh my God.
More people are playing, you know, like, oh, we've had an influx of players, so we're going to up it to like 2%.
I wonder if it's going to be like a Boston Tea Party type event for RuneScape. Are upset about getting taxed.
The picture on the wiki for the event, they've probably changed it now. Originally was like like a RuneScape character dumping tea over a boat.
Oh, no.
For the Grand Exchange Tax.
Mm.
So, it's funny. Carl, how's... because I'm an Iron Man, so this doesn't really affect me at all. Other than
I'm not an Iron Man?
Well, you have a main that you play on.
That's true. I mean, I've lost some money from all the drops I'm getting, but that's okay. Because in the end, I'm making more money because the value of the items are going up. So it kind of evens out.
Yeah.
I just hate how they call it a convenience fee. That's so stupid. It's not a convenience fee, it's a tax.
I put it in our community, I didn't. But apparently there's a website that tracks how much GP's left the game. So that's really cool.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
They should tax the fairy ring teleports.
They're convenient.
Oh my God.
It's true. Anything that's convenient should be taxed if they want to use the term convenience fee.
Imagine that, though. I think if they added in like a tax to using TPs and stuff like that, I don't think that they ever would. Like, it would never pass. But if they did that, I think they would have to add the money pouch into the game, because at that point, I have to fucking carry money everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
No, I guess you just have to carry money. You have to lose an inventory slot forever to carry money.
Oh, they should add a bank fee, like a fee for using the bank. So so you can get locked out of your bank if you don't have any money.
Yeah, no, they should, they should have, a separate area, like a storage area from a bank. You know, like when you're moving, you start putting your stuff in storage. You know what I mean?
What you're saying, like a long-term storage area.
And you pay for it, right? So it's like more bank spaces, but you have to, keep it up and pay for it. And if you stop paying for it, then it locks all your items. And you gotta pay to get them out.
Kind of like the butler.
That would actually not be a bad idea. I don't think it would be hard for them to come up with a secondary space like that. That, like, say it used, like, 100k or something. You know, nothing, like, too crazy. Depending on how much space you're doing, you know. Do you want 10 extra spots? It's, like, 100k. You want, like, 100 extra spots? It's, like, a mil a week. You know what I mean?
Damn, a mil a week. And like money you think I make.
But what I'm saying is you got to keep it up, but it's also simultaneously taking money out of the game for like more bank space.
It could also be something like New World.
Congrats, Nick.
Oh, thanks. I got 95 hit points. It could be like New World, like where you have a Falador storage and you have like a Varrock storage area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to where like it's only accessible in those areas.
Yeah. That'd be cool because then, like, you know, I don't know, you could put, like, stuff in the bank that area, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're, like, oh, this is the bank I use to bank all my shit for God Wars, you know what I mean? Then you have all, like, your God Wars shit in that bank. Mm-hmm.
Or it could even be, like, more restricted than that. Like maybe there's one on Lunar Isle near the altar there that you can pay to use, and so that way you have like you can store the runes faster or something like that, or you know, putting one near a mining area in the desert so that you can store the stuff there, but you have to pay to use it.
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Look at this. Look at this, Jagus. We're giving you free content.
Wow.
All right. I think we're ready to move into community submissions.
Oh, man. This first submission is so good.
I saw this and I was like, I have to put this in here. So this one is, I don't know how to pronounce your name, but suggestion, use GE tax money Ella to Maria? Augment. Yeah. To augment Queen Ella Maria's titties.
Any ditty augmenters in the chat?
I think that was actually like the second highest post of the past month, which was funny.
Honestly, good post.
These are the kinds of infrastructure projects the taxpayers' money should go towards.
I like how they use the term infrastructure.
Make a quest out of it, call it Bosom of Tranquility.
Oh, man. Wow. That's funny.
My Ella Maria, you've enhanced yourself. That's funny.
Good update.
The next is...
Disgusting. Dude, that's nasty.
The next is from Breaking Bad. It's where Walt is talking to Saul. And... to the left, it says, me training thieving. And then to the right, it says, level 2, man, I trapped in a room. And then the quote is, we're done when I say we're done. I was thinking about that with, I love when I'm thieving the master farmer and I get him stuck. It's just like, oh, man.
Step down, stuck. Oh, man.
What are some of the top comments for that one? Heisenberg looks like a level 3 bot. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, he does.
He really does. Damn,
he does.
He just needs the green shirt.
Artie Knight's in North or South House. Jesse's the other guy that listens when you say roam, and you let the knight walk a square so he doesn't despawn. All right, the next one. I'm an aspiring game designer, and I wanted to take a stab at what I think the final boss of Raids 3 should look like.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That's a mole with all three prayers up. Fuck it. Is that an AGS?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's yeah.
He's got 4 Inferno and 4 Max Cape. Yeah,
he's also got a Din's Bulwark and a... Oh, you can't forget he's got a Xerxian robe... hood.
He's got a salad hat.
Yeah.
And then an ancient staff. So I guess the only way to kill him would be with like poison.
Or you could use Varric's flail because it goes through prayer.
Oh, that's true. So yeah. this is going to be a boss. So the Xerix Flail is going to super go up in price.
Yeah, it's going to be the only boss where this where the whole set's viable, other than Callista.
Well, there is a combat task to kill Calphite Queen like to its entirety using the Xerix Flail, like both phases. Yeah, it's actually not bad.
the next one. Oh, suggestion.
The Adamant Longest Sword.
Adamant Longest Sword. And it's just going diagonally through the inventory all the way through.
That is the longest sword.
Oh god, here we go. Petition to build the Stampot Sink Bridge out of Adamant Longest Swords.
Adamant Longest Swords.
Oh, I love how they picked adamant, you know, just of all the ones, the adamant longest sword.
Could have been a rune longest sword.
Dude, I'm still waiting for them to add a dragon into the game. Can't stop at rune, you gotta add in dragons.
Then, I don't know if this is real, and I guess I should have, like, checked to see if it's real, but where...
Oh, it's real.
So, it is?
Mm-hmm.
So where Settle died, apparently there's a broken crossbow like that you can't pick up, but there's a broken crossbow there now.
Wow, dude, I thought they said they didn't do things like that.
That is true. They did say that they did not.
Well, they
do
said a lot
like
of
that.
Things. They said that Group Iron Man wouldn't affect regular game updates, and here we are.
Oh, true.
Bunch of filthy liars.
That's pretty cool, though, I guess.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Apparently, the examine text is, its owner must have got across that finish line on another day. The weird thing to me is that apparently Settled's, like, done with the account, or at least that's the vibe that I got from his video, that he's, you know, he's not doing anything else on the Swampletics account. Which I thought he would, like, go for... doing the nightmare or something.
Maybe he will.
Maybe
he doesn't want to try to overshadow
his accomplishment.
Yeah, his accomplishment by being like, but next, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do wonder what his next thing's gonna be, because, you know, he's gonna start something else, I imagine, just like Verf did.
I mean, at the end of the finale video, like after the credits, he did kind of foreshadow a little bit. If you guys watched
it
all the way through.
Wait, I didn't watch that. All what right. happened?
He just, you know, it's just like the typical one journey ends, another begins type foreshadowing is what he said.
Okay.
So that means that he might be working on something else.
Well, yeah, I don't know what he could work on, but... Oh, wait, no, he did... I watched his update video. He did say that he's working on another project and that he's not going to say what it is until the first episode comes out. But apparently it uses Runelite really heavily, like the plugins in Runelite, and he's making his own sort of mode.
Okay.
Well, that's weird.
Could be exciting.
Yeah. If you haven't seen his finale, it's like really fucking good.
It's easily the best OSRS video out right now. I'd recommend watching it.
Lil Smokey did an animation in the middle of it that was just perfect.
Yeah, it was the creme de la creme.
I actually have to sit down and watch it because I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
I would say it's good to start it. I wish I, because before it came out, I knew that it was coming out that day, so I restarted the series from the beginning, just, you know, so I got everything for watching the finale. I think of all the old school RuneScape YouTubers, I think he's the best at storytelling, you know, like the story's like always progressing in his videos. Like some of them, the guy's sort of like, and now we're killing hill giants or whatever. Like his, it always seems like you're moving forward smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a really good job.
Yeah. And then I think soup. What kind of
soup? Like chicken noodle soup?
Soup RS should win the creator award.
Oh, because of Gilinor Games?
Gilinor Games is just fucking... I can't imagine the amount of time that he spent, like, recording every single one of those little clips. Because that's not those other YouTubers, like, recording themselves, like, the up-closes or, like, the other shots that he takes.
Like, their perspectives, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's only when it's, like, from, literally from their perspective, like, they're playing. Those are the people recording. But, like, he mm-hmm. has so many other shots from, like, super panned out or super zoomed in that he, like, has to recreate and do himself. I don't know. That shit's really impressive editing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of work went into that. I didn't actually look at the results of the Golden Gnomes, but I hope he won. I think he really deserved it.
I don't know. All I know is Tasty got, like, best new streamer or something.
I actually listened to Tasty's videos.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got some funny ones out there.
He's got some bangers.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'll move into community questions. So, first one.
I'm not answering that because I don't have an answer to it.
I'm right now trying to decide whether or not I'm actually going to read it.
Probably not.
Is it fine for me to read that?
Nah, I'll skip that.
If you have to think about it, probably not. So I'd just say
yeah, that. Tipping or skipping your question was dumb and it sucks.
Yep.
Besides the baby man pet, are there any bosses or activities you would like to see a pet added for? And that's from Kent Lab.
The pet man.
Barrows.
Oh, yeah, barrows would be cool.
You know, just give you a little something else to go for.
I think you could do a gold sink pet. I'd be cool with I'd be fine with that.
What, like,
you
know? Paying for
a pet?
Yeah,
yeah, that would be bad.
No one would ever pass that. No one would vote for
that. I don't think it would ever pass. I'm saying me personally, I don't think it would be that big of a deal to have, like, you know, a stack of coins following you around or something like that. As long as, like, the amount that you have to pay for it is obnoxiously high.
Like,
no, I think that's the problem, is that it would be super elitist to pay for it.
Yeah, but
that's
I think
part of the problem.
I think that's, like, a lot of... You know, I think you could say that for, like, the Zuck pet. I think the Zuck pet's super elitist.
Yeah, but the Zuck requires, like, skill and effort. Obviously RNG to get the pet, but you have to do the content to get it instead of just paying for the pet, like in this case.
Yeah, but that's the point of the pet is that you just pay for it.
Oh. Well, I think that's why people would vote no.
No, I think that people would vote no, but I'm saying, like, me personally, I don't think it would be a big deal to add in that.
They have shit like that in WoW where, like...
Because everybody would know that that's not impressive.
Well, you got, like, mounts and stuff in WoW that you get from different things, and they had, like, two mounts.
Oh, we did do these questions last time.
Did we?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't here for the last one.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Did we?
Kent says we did.
We did? I don't remember doing this. Maybe we did. Because I remember reading, why does Joe keep skipping shows?
Yeah, because Kent asked about the range gloves. I remember talking about that last time.
Oh, yeah, I do remember talking about that. Huh. I don't remember the baby man pet question. Well, Joe wasn't there to answer it, so Joe can answer it. Joe can give his answer now.
Yeah, there you go. I said Barrows. Barrows. Yeah. Barrows pet would be sick.
All right, well, then we can just move into the next one. I thought Joe was really good on the last pod. Any ideas on how you plan on replicating how good episode 36 was? Man,
oh,
that was...
Oh, my God.
Man, fucking Matt, dude. Joe, go ham on him. Go ham on him. Tell him how he was willing to suck your dick to be a mod.
I mean, like, hey, look, this man, this guy, bro, he was hitting me up, like, day and night. I swear to God, somehow he got my number, he started calling. He was trying to, like, he really wanted to be one of my Twitch mods. And, like, you know... He said that his kid looked up to me too, so I kind of felt bad, and I was like, "All right, man, I got you. I made him a mod."
And he fell in. Yeah. He fell for his peer pressure.
Yeah.
He fell for his ruse, Joe.
Yeah, but joke's on him. I don't really stream, so I mean, I guess it doesn't really mean anything.
You got him with that one.
Yeah, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Also, if you're listening right now, you can ask questions in the questions, and I'll read them. Dacha Daga, quick ramble. I was listening to the most recent Seibe cast.
Seibe.
And they mentioned sailing reimagined as a loosely based PvP skill. Here's my mini take. Imagine an improvement on the Castle Wars blueprint, capture the flag, meets Crossy Road, Sepulchre style agility, all the while PvP occurs throughout. What do you guys think?
I'm sure people would enjoy it. I probably wouldn't because there's PvP, but I think it's a cool and interesting idea. I'd probably watch it. I think that'd be a cool thing to watch people participate in.
I don't think,
but I would not participate.
I think that a lot of people misunderstand. They like a lot of people think that people don't PvP because there's not a lot of things to do, but it's just not fun.
Yeah, it's just not.
It's just not fun at all.
Yeah, yep. And I think it's super easy to play against somebody who. Jagus doesn't do a good job of like banning people that are using bots,
AHKs and stuff. Auto yeah, RPs.
And as like somebody who's trying to get better at PvPing, it's super annoying to play against somebody who's using like auto hotkeys to do the like perfect prayer swap,
one tick prayer swaps. And yeah,
the other thing is it's never like. It never feels like it's ever like a fair fight. Like the other person's always trying to get you something or get you somewhere.
Yeah, there's like they're running around in circles, you know, they're standing under you.
Yeah, and well, like Nick, you know, and Nick like tried staking that one time, bro. We went through like the first like five people were all scammers. Like,
yep. Yeah,
it was crazy. We had to like look.
Yeah, there's no honor in that community.
Yeah, that's the problem though. Like. It'd be different if you could, like, if you practice and somebody killed you and they were like, oh, you know, let me show you what, it's nothing like that, bro.
Nope, they kill you and then they say something dumb like, sit rat or something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe in the top 1% of PvP players, it's probably really competitive and, like, super skill-based. There's no way I'm doubting that Otoblock is, like, a god at PvP and would wreck me 100% of the time, but at, like, below that top 1% level, it's honestly just luck or cheating.
Yep. Agreed.
Alright. I think that's it for the questions that are pre-prepared. Matt asks, when is Carl going to teach me raids? Cox, specifically, love Cox.
Yeah, it sounds like him.
Yeah, one of these weekends I gotta put together like a learner raid event, take a bunch of new people.
Then do Joe and Carl know that there's no school on Saturdays? I'm guessing that's when we were talking about him being a teacher.
That's not true. Some people go to school on Saturdays. I've taken exams on Saturdays.
That's true.
Hey, look, bro, I've been schooling your ass all fucking day.
Oh, oh, got him! Fucking wrecked. That was a good one, Joe. I like.
If only he were still here listening, so he could hear himself being shit on live.
Yeah.
Fancy Stab. If you could have 99 agility or runecrafting instantly, which one would you pick first?
Agility.
Fuck agility.
Really? I think I would pick runecrafting.
Nope.
No, because you can at least make money with runecrafting.
There's no way to AFK agility.
Let me think. I think I would pick runecrafting because I feel like I could do a lot more with 99 runecrafting than I could with 99 agility. You get what I'm saying? Like, once you hit a, like, I don't know, 75 agility, you can pretty much do everything that you want.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only... Yeah.
Well, as like a perspective of if you wanted to go for max.
Yeah, if you were going for max.
Getting agility done.
I think I would pick agility. But if it were up to me right now, I think I would pick 99 runecrafting because I could do a lot of cool shit with 99 runecrafting.
True.
But yeah, if I were like purely trying to be efficient and going for max 100% of the time, I would pick 99 agility.
Yeah. Ooh, new question rolled in.
Oh, what are your favorite and least favorite mini games?
I got mine right now, ready to go.
All right. Do least yours favorite, while I look at them.
LMS. Most favorite, Corrupted Gauntlet.
I hate every... So.
Typical Joe response. I like it.
I'm going to say least favorite, Pest Control. Most favorite, Shades of Morton.
Wait, you hate Pest Control more than Barbarian Assault?
Actually, now that you brought up Barbarian Assault, changed my answer entirely. Barbarian Assault.
Okay.
I forgot about Barbarian
Assault. But Pest Control is probably like a close second.
Yeah, Pest Control is a close second, and then I think my third would be LMS. But my favorite, I love Shades of Morton. Oh my god.
Really?
I would be doing Shades of Morton right now if
you're talking about the thing where you're like repairing the house thing and like killing the shades.
Yep. That is like that is like peak RuneScape content to me. That is I actually have fun when I'm doing Shades of Morton.
Yeah, right. Bro. You shouldn't be saying that out loud, dude.
Yeah, don't let people hear you say that, Nick.
Shades of Morton is so much fun. When I very first created my Iron Man, I think for the first like 3 months, all I did was Shades of Morton. And I was doing like the lowest tier shade. You know, I wasn't even getting like good shit. It was a total waste of time. But man, was I having fun. That's why I have everything except for the Zealot outfit unlocked, because I wasn't doing any gold keys because I wasn't a high enough combat level to do the shades where you get a gold key.
Yeah.
But man, well, you're I did crazy, a ton of shit.
You like some very interesting content in this game. It's interesting.
Good news.
It's not bad.
I now have two Seragnus, KC.
Oh,
nice.
PogChamp. Did you get anything?
First one, I don't think I got, what did I get? Cosmic Runes. And the second one, I got 13 Dragon.
Ooh.
Would you rather have killed 13 dragons or killed
killed one Seraphis?
One big spider? I'd probably just kill the spider.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a lot easier if I wasn't absolutely blasted right now.
Alright, I think that's it. Nick has a question.
Alright, that's cool.
Let's say that all of a sudden you're king of Jagex, and they're like, hey, we...
Delete RS3.
you're king of Jagex, and you get to do one thing to old school RuneScape. And they have like an infinite number of developers. They can create this thing in one day, whatever it is that you want. And they're also like, yep, this automatically gets passed through the poll. They're going to fudge the number. So you can do whatever you want. What's the one thing that you're telling them we're doing this?
The sailing.
Sailing? Okay. What about you, Joe? What would you?
EOC.
I mean, I would add sailing.
Wait, what? Joe, EOC?
You would add, EOC?
EOC. You know what I mean? Change.
All right, well, you're off the team. Well, you're off the team. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Security?
Well, just think security. About it. Like, the combat system's, you know, stale and boring. You know, you just click and watch.
Well, you haven't done any, like, super late-game content.
Yeah, add abilities.
Go learn Dob and then come back to me.
Let me spam, like, 1, 2, and 3, you know what I mean? Like, status effects, shit like that, yeah.
He's memeing so hard right now.
I think I would add Stealing Creation. I'd probably change up the rewards a little bit, but I would add
Stealing Creation was so broken.
I would add a better, not as ridiculous something.
Dude, Thralls.
I'd agree with that.
I think that summoning was a good idea, but I think that just the whole idea behind how you trained it was as fuck.
Yeah, because you had to get those stupid charms.
Like, I get it. I understand it being, like, points, right? But they should just be, like, you summon something, it sticks around for, like, a minute or an hour or however long based off your level. And then you, like, go kill stuff, and it helps you kill it. And you get combat XP when it kills something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you could do that, and you level it up like that, and that would be a lot better. Pouches and shards, now you gotta go kill everything under the sun to get charms, and they're untradeable, so you can't just buy them. That shit was so stupid.
True.
Actually,
you guys think they'll ever add a new skill?
No, probably not. I actually change it. Not Stealing Creation. I think adding in an invention or inventor or whatever it's called. I think that skill would be super fucking cool and useful in OSRs. I think that skill just it's really good at deleting items. I think it also made a lot of the crafting, not necessarily like crafting, but like smithing and stuff like that, a little bit better.
What do you think about the archaeology skill?
I don't know anything about the archaeology skill.
Do you get like fossils and stuff?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. I was like,
yeah, I don't know anything about it.
What do you think about like that being a skill? You like go dig shit up.
Apparently it's really good. I heard some people talking about it, and they were saying really good shit about it on YouTube.
That would be sick.
Another thing that I think they should add in, just generally, is Fossil Island. There's supposed to be a Fossil Island boss, and it's been a very long time, and they still haven't done it. And they're not talking
Wait,
about it
really?
At all.
They talked about that?
Yeah, that's what the rare fossil is supposed to be part of. And that, at the bottom room... So you know in the Varrock Museum that giant open area with nothing in it, that was also supposed to, I don't think that was the boss room, but that also is part of that boss.
Okay.
So they haven't mentioned it at all in like years, but all that shit is part of that. And they
I've been
done
saving
shit.
All my rare fossils
just for that occasion.
Hell yeah. I've been doing Irby, and I've just been taking all the rare fossils and putting them in the chest. So I got like, and I probably got a bunch.
So we know it's not coming out in the first 6 months of the next year, but I just think it's weird to have like talked about it a lot when this content's coming out, and then just boom, years, nothing.
That's pretty typical.
All right, I think we're ready to close out the show. Everybody's least favorite part of the show.
Okay.
Carl, do you have a fun fact? Any fun
factors?
Yeah,
I got a fun fact. All right, next. Next is the fifth class. I don't know. What is it? So you got the different... you got Armadill. You got Bandos. What are those called? Like So his Nex is supposed to be the ancient boss, like minion, whatever.
Oh yeah, I
factions.
Got the
yeah, that's the word, faction.
I got the what's it called? Ancient plate body.
Ooh.
Here's a fun fact. I didn't know this, but apparently the stale baguette is a rare reward from the mystery box, and it's worth like three mil. I didn't know that that was how you got that. So I
literally
weird.
It's very rare though. So don't expect to get it.
I literally do the Quizmaster every time, grab the mystery box, and I get nothing every time out of the mystery box.
You open the box and find nothing.
Yeah, every time, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's like a, it's actually, the drop rate isn't that crazy. It's not like a 1 in 1,000, but I think it's like 1 in 200 something.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
By the way, going back to the Nex, make sure you guys get 1 KC on each of the God Wars bosses if you plan on doing Nex, because you got to get, from each God Wars boss, they drop a fragment for this key to get into the ancient prison where Nex is. So you just got to get 1 KC on each of the God Wars bosses to get the fragments.
Do you think with my stats that I could get 1 KC?
Let me.
I think my melee stats are a little low, but
what in the God Wars dungeon?
Well, you wouldn't melee anything. You would just range. There's range methods that are BIS. Even for Grardor, you would just RCB run around. 87 range, definitely easy with an RCB. You definitely could.
Definitely gotta practice that. Then maybe we'll get on Discord or something. Not tonight, but maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think you're thinking he's gonna have the Bofa and like crystal armor for doing Bandos. RCB. Really, RCB would be best for Bandos over melee. Damn.
Yeah.
I would not have thought
because of that. you take very minimal damage doing that.
If you do it right,
as long as you're doing it correctly.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Yeah.
I think I only have 3 KC on Kriara, and that's it. Because I got a Kriara boss task.
You killed 3 of them?
Yeah. I killed 2 in one trip, and then I killed 1 in my next trip. Nice. And I got 2 ecumenical keys for doing that.
Definitely worth doing. I'd recommend that for Kree.
Yeah, I think for Kree and... the one that you get the Armadol crossbow from...
Zilyana.
Commander Zilyana and Kriara are probably the 2 that I would use ecumenical keys on. I think all the others I would.
The other 2 are easy.
Yeah.
You just kill imps for Krill and you just kill goblins for Gardor.
Right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Joe's going crazy over here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm stopping the recording.